And say if I ask you, when are y'all going to Houston? You'd say, well, right now we're...
fixing to leave.
Okay. When you say fixing, does that mean immediately or in the next few days or just...
No, in the next few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Or right pronto.
What about the term aiming to go, or do you ever say that?
Yeah, I'm aiming on going next week or...
Mm-hmm. And you'd say this part of my head is called my...
forehead.
And this is my...
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a...
sideburn.
Or the... all along.
Whiskers.
Uh-huh. Or he'd be growing a...
beard.
And this is my...
ear.
Which one?
Right one.
This
left.
Huh?
My left.
It's your left...
ear.
Say the whole thing.
This is my left ear.
And this is the...
right ear.
And this whole thing is the...
mouth. My neck. Tonsil.
Huh?
Tonsil.
And this is the...
throat.
Any other name for throat?
Goozle.
Huh?
Goozle.
Is that the same thing as your throat?
Yeah.
And these are the...
teeth.
And this is one...
eye tooth.
Okay. And the flesh around your teeth is your...
gum.
And this is one...
hand.
Two.
Hand.
And this is the...
palm.
And this is one...
fist.
Two.
Two fists.
And a place where the bones come together.
Joints.
And on a man, this part of his body is his...
chest.
And these are the...
arm.
Or...
shoulder.
And you'd say this is one...
leg.
And this is... one...
foot.
Two.
Feet.
And say if you get down, like in this position, you say you...
squatted down.
Any other way of saying that?
Kneel down.
What about down on your...
all fours?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear hunter? Down on your...
hunches?
Huh?
Down on your hunkers? Hunkers? Uh-huh. Hunkers.
What is your hunkers exactly?
Down your knees, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And this sensitive bone here is the...
chin?
Sam, if there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like Charles walking along the top of a fence and you'd expected him to fall off and hurt himself, and someone runs in and tells you he's fallen off, you'd say, well, I just...
knew it was going to happen.
And you'd say, he ran down the springboard and...
slid.
Or what, into the water?
Dove.
And several children have...
divin.
And he was too scared to...
jump.
Or to...
to dive.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a...
belly buster.
And say a child puts her head on the ground and rolls over, she'd be turning a...
tomasaw.
And you'd say, got in the water and what across?
Swam.
And several children have...
swam.
And children like to...
swim.
And if you don't know how to swim and you get in the water, you might...
drown.
And yesterday somebody...
drowned.
And when they pulled him out, he had already...
drowned.
And... say if someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
pale.
Okay. Anything else you'd say?
Weakly.
Okay. What about puny or peaked?
Peaked.
Huh?
Peaked or puny.
Okay.
Yeah, bold sometimes.
And someone who's in good shape, you'd say he's big and...
strong.
What if he's a little bit overweight, you'd say... but
a little plump.
Uh-huh. But he's still strong, you'd say he's... did you ever say...
little fat.
Uh-huh. What about stout or husky?
Yeah, husky.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty husky. Pretty stout.
What's the difference?
Husky, big, you know, a little bigger. Stout, more muscle.
Mm-hmm. And someone who's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper, you say that he's...
pretty level-headed.
Okay. Or he's...
jolly. All time.
And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs.